You talked to your psychiatrist about perhaps.
No, I told myself that that's for weak people.
It's perfectly fine. No, it isn't. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been an interesting week.
But still, a dialogue's better than a thruple, I think.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that one.
Mm-hmm. You don't want three of you in there.
No, that would get very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
We do have the trolls in the troll room. I mean, really, Surly Mofo loves this show. He kicks off his weekend.
Who doesn't?
So people know when it is time to kick back, relax, and strap it down. You never know what's coming next.
Yeah. Yeah. How long have we been doing this? We've been doing this a long time, man.
The Today Show, that's been like a minute.
Four
and a
years?
Half. Oh, the show overall, that's different. Yeah. No, it's got to be because Larry and I on a Planet Rage. That started at the end of August 5 years ago. So you and I have been doing a show over 5 years because you and the show with you and the show with Larry.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically Grumpy Old Ben's was twice a week, if I'm recalling right. And then it kind of split into two shows. One
two
with
shows.
You,
yeah.
One with Larry. And when I got the call to fill in at No Agenda, I mean, Adam was very clear which of my co-hosts he wanted.
Yeah, not me.
Well, that was it. He's like, well, you have any other co-host? I mean, not Gene. Larry's good, but you have anybody else? But not Gene. It's because he likes you too much.
Well, that's exactly it. He knows the level of work that I enjoy.
Zero.
Not doing.
Right. Yeah,
exactly. So he's like, well, yeah, don't make it hard for Gene. Well, who else do you got? Larry? Okay, well, that's fine. I guess we'll take him.
Larry's a true professional.
That is true. Yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, well, both of you guys had your 5 seconds on the radio. I mean, he had a little more than five, but...
Right. Larry did it as a gig for a while, I know, in L.A.
Yeah. The closest I got to it was sending an audition tape in and getting a response back that said, you guys are trying too hard, which was... I don't think I felt it quite the way that it was meant to be felt in the day. It was my business partner and I thought it would be a really cool idea for a radio show where we would talk about people that had computer problems. And it'd be a call-in show. And they could call in and say, well, you know, my computer is doing this. And then we would tell them how dumb they were and explain to them what they're doing wrong. I thought it was a brilliant idea, frankly. I mean, this preceded
Leo,
all the tech TV days. It preceded all this. Was I tell you, this was in 1994.
So this was before really there was that much going. Yeah, you could have been a trailblazer.
It was a literal talk radio show. Yeah, I mean, and here's what we modeled it on. There was a show called Car Talk.
Yes, I remember Car Talk.
Two guys from the East Coast that were like brothers that were laughing and joking around, and people called, yeah, my car is making this weird noise. Well, where's it coming from?
Yes.
Oh, and then his brother, well, it's coming from the back of the exhaust. Where do you think it's coming from? You know, like it was a fun show. And both of us loved that show. And we were like, you know, we could totally just change the topic of that show and basically do that show, but for computer shit. But I think good old WCCO, they were not up to the times. They didn't think it was a particularly great idea. They said, hey, you know, good for you guys for trying, but no.
There was no evidence that anybody would ever want to be interested in listening
to
that show.
So it turns out the way you bring a new show to a radio station is you first sell it to an audience.
Yeah. Well, like, now it's a lot easier now because then you don't need the radio station. You don't need the TV station.
You just need YouTube.
I will say I thought it was hilarious. I hope I didn't ruin CSB's day when he sent in a donation talking about how you gave him an interview and explained to him how to get rich with AI music. And I'm like, CSB Gene hasn't gotten rich with AI music yet. So
Well, I'm well on my way because he actually made me log into my account to check.
I've been
how
asking
much,
you to do that for like 16 weeks.
Yeah, but were you paying me the way he was?
No. How much did he? Wait, there's this interview gets.
Oh, I mean, it's not a paid interview or anything. It's you know, it's totally voluntary and everything. Yeah, so I logged in, I checked, and in the last little over a year since I did that music, or maybe under, yeah, it's over a year. Take a guess. Take a wild guess as to what was in my account.
This is for what?
For the Christian rock.
Is it for like YouTube listens? Is it for Amazon sales?
It's just for Spotify.
So for Spotify, the amount of people that would have listened to that over a year.
Yeah.
86 cents.
No, $8.56.
Oh, that's 10 times better than I thought.
Now, it's actually more than I expected, not for the total amount, but if I look at the chart, I'd say 95% of that was in the first 2 weeks.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and only a handful of plays since then.
Oh, wait, so now this
also doesn't include, like, sales on Apple, sales on Amazon, for the people that thought it'd be